Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KRZ, happy Halloween, happy Friday, Lissa and Justin. We were just talking about how interesting it is that Zoe Kravitz is now dating Harry Styles. Harry Styles used to date Taylor Swift. Taylor is besties with Zoe. And if Zoe brings Harry to the wedding, how weird would that be? And how would you feel if somebody brought your ex to your wedding? Now, what does Facebook say?
Facebook is kind of against the majority of bringing exes to the wedding. But there are both sides. Again, during the break, I did mention, like, why is it okay to date someone's ex? I don't know. That's a whole nother issue.
Well, you don't get to choose who your friends date. I think that's okay. Everybody has
your friends get to choose who they date. So why would they choose?
No, but you don't get to dictate who other people date.
I understand that. But as a friend, you should not want to take someone's leftovers or ex or whatever you describe it.
Wow, leftovers.
That's how we describe it when it's like, really? We wouldn't say, oh, you're dating my ex? You're dating my leftovers?
Ouch.
Just to make it feel like they shouldn't be doing it. It's not like a hit at the girl. It's more of like,
it's kind of a hit. You compare the girl to mashed potatoes. Well, it's a bit of a hit.
But she's never going to hear those words, so it's not about her or
she's
to her.
She's hearing them now.
It's more.
Hi, lady that used to date Justin. You're mashed potatoes. Hi.
My friends know better than to come after my exes. That would never happen.
So on Facebook, they say no.
Yeah, I'm happily married. I'm good. But bring whoever you want is like, you know, people in the married world seem not to care. People in the single world seem to care. If I had a friend who's dating my ex, I would do the right thing. And commit her. Commit her? That's what friends are for. You're supposed to look out for one another. Heck no, he wouldn't be coming to the wedding. I would be postponing for at least 60 days to make sure my friend gets the help she needed so she can attend my wedding.
All right.
Basically, if you're going to date my ex, you're crazy is what she's saying.
I don't know what that all means. Commit her? What does that mean?
Like, commit to like a crazy institution. Like a commit her to a psycho ward. She's basically saying you're crazy if you're going to date one of my exes.
Well, I get it, but like that's a low blow.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone.
It all depends on how it ended. If it ended badly, I'd be very upset. If it ended mutually or on a good term, then why not?
I would appreciate the heads up. I will say that. I wouldn't fault anybody for dating one of my exes, but I would appreciate them calling me going, hey, is it okay if I bring, I don't know, Steve to your wedding? And I've never dated anyone named Steve, so that's a made-up name. But I would appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to bring an ex, you 100% better give me a heads up. That's not even up for debate. That's not even a question. You better tell me if you're going to bring an ex to a wedding. I mean, you should ask.
What if you got the RSVP card and it was like your friend's name and then your ex's name underneath it and you're like, what?
And then I'd call them right now and be like, hey, pick someone else.
So weird.
My date for my best friend's wedding was her ex. My then current boyfriend, which means that he's probably not now your current boyfriend.
I don't even follow that chain. Wait, her friend's date was her ex.
Correct. Wait, my date.
Okay, go ahead.
For my best friend's wedding was her ex. So it's the same thing as Zoe.
I see.
So if it's Zoe's Taylor's best friend.
I really think Taylor's so chill, she's not going to care. And we're assuming, that Zoe and Harry are going to last until the wedding, which we don't even know when that date is. So they could combust before then. We don't even know.
But I don't think that it'd be Taylor who have the bigger problem with it. Travis is the one that needs to get over it. Because that's a guy who's
so
been
cool
with his
too.
Wife intimately.
Yeah. I think he's so cool too. He wouldn't care. I really don't think he'd care. And I'm not making excuses for them just because I love both of them. I really think their personalities are the type where they're like, eh, you do you.
I could see both sides of it though. Because he is a really manly, tough manly man who's like, hey, he could be very protective over the person he chooses to call his wife.
All the more reason to not be threatened.
I don't think he's threatened in any way, but it's just like, hey, I don't want you in my circle anymore. Like, you've had your chance, you blew it, move on. You should no longer be in this circle.
But Harry has all those cute scarves. He's gonna wear one to the wedding. You know it. And Travis will go, "That's a good scarf." And then they'll hug. That's my prediction.
That's a good scarf. Let's hug
it's
out,
a quality
bro.
Scarf.
Let's hug it out, bro. You got an awesome scarf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.